This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Who can you think of somebody that had a big influence on you that either gave you, either you saw them by example or that they encouraged you? I can remember having a boss at an early age who just gave me such confidence. I was 14 and I had the keys to the building and managing mm-hmm. people older than me, and that gave me confidence to go out on my own. I remember that very clearly. Is there anyone in your life that you can look to either as an example of hard work or that encouraged you in your entrepreneurial journey?
Well, great question. Several come to mind. One was my father, who, while he was not an entrepreneur, he managed a number of different businesses, and I watched him and saw how he interacted with his customers, how he led the people that worked for him in a very respectful way. And then one of the first books that I read was Michael Gerber's E-Myth, and that changed my mindset around business and entrepreneur 180 degrees in terms of, you know, who starts businesses and how businesses grow. And then Stephen Covey's book was one of the first ones I read as a business owner, The 7 Habits, and again, that had a game-changing impact on me as a leader within a business.
Do you have any advice for businesses? I'm looking at my own marketing agency and with the advances in technology. And are there some best practices or things to watch for when it's time to make a pivot or a change?
I relate to that experience I had in the travel business is there's a lot of research that indicates that as much as 50% of our success in business is luck. Something that Malcolm Gladwell talks about in his best-selling book, The Outliers. And I was just lucky that, you know, I was able to exit that business at a time that the industry was literally about to take a nosedive. But it was luck and just seeing data points around me, what was going on in the industry, what was going on with my customers, how they were responding to our efforts, that I made the decision when I did. So while it was luck and a willingness to make a tough decision, and I find that many small business owners, you know, when they see themselves in a place where they need to make a tough decision, sometimes they retreat and sometimes they're unwilling to take notice of what's going on around them and listen to their customers. So it's a little bit of luck and a willingness to make a tough decision, I think, would be a good starting point.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. I'm here with my mentor, Aaron Walker. He's a president of View from the Top. He helps men learn how to show up intentionally in all areas of their life. I see leaders struggling with their identity. What do you recommend that they do?
You know, the problem is oftentimes, Derek, that we tie our identity up into our personal net worth financially or our title. And I help you unpack what your identity should be tied to. And you can find that out if you'll go to mypersonalassessment.net. It will help you also uncover your personal identity.